who really came.
Huh.
Yeah, I've invited you to my house before, but you've only come now kicking and screaming. Glad you decided to be a big boy for once. Come in. Sit down. I was half sure you'd show up, so I got Netflix and some snacks. Yeah, I got Pringles, the barbecue kind. Yeah, I do know you well. It's easier than you think. Me? Calling you basic? Never. Alright, where do you want me to sit? I asked you a direct question. Where do you want me to sit? Yes, this is my house, but I asked you a question. If we're going to be living together through this quarantine, then I'm going to work on you being more direct about what my good boy wants. Oh, please, I'll say it as much as I want to, bro. You know I'm aggressive, and besides, you didn't have much to complain about when I was making you moan in the cafe. Good boy. I knew you wanted me to sit next to you. Because making you flustered is a new kink of mine. Anyways, I'll be honest. I was really planning to stop talking to you if you hadn't come. I was really planning on moving on. As a matter of fact, I was going to delete your number. What? What the hell do you mean I'm just trying to get my own way? Forceful? Hold up, dude. This is what we're not going to do. What we aren't about to fucking do is sit here and pretend I gave you an ultimatum to our friendship. Because we love each other. That's why I did it. You did. You came here of your own volition. That's your choice. Are we really gonna fucking argue? I know you came over here to be with me. Oh, is my good boy going to play hard to get? You're cute when you try and avoid my gaze. I bet you aren't used to me wearing silk robes with my breasts poking out. I know I only used to wear boy shorts and my hair a ponytail. Your eyes haven't stopped gawking at me. I know I look good, although hearing my good boy saying it makes me feel so wonderful. Once again, sweetie, this is really me. I like being aggressive. I like your submission. I didn't want to press you and make you feel less than manly, but this is who I am. Did what? I didn't emasculate you. You did that yourself, waiting fucking 18 years to even remotely touch my ass. You're so fucking cute. You're such a good man. You've literally made me go from wanting to fight in the dirt and play ball to trying on makeup and caring about my fucking lips. Oh, did my mention of my soft, plump lips make your eyes interested? Yeah. Sure. You know, your cock is hard again. And it's such an odd thing for you to wear such easily accessible shorts, even when it was raining. Yeah, sure. You just happen to only have the shorts with the easy strap to let your cock out. Oh. Wow. Kitten likes what she sees. Mm-mm. No. No. No insecurity while you are with me. I forbid it. Now, I'm gonna assume that all this pre-cum and erection is consent enough for this stupid. Of course it feels good. I'm making sure to make you feel good. Fuck. I need my good boy to make me come. Oh, fuck. You're so green. Here. Shut up. I'm shoving my pussy in your mouth. Oh, fuck. Does it taste good? You must have wanted this. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, lick that pussy. Oh. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good to finally have you all fucking eating my damn pussy. Intense. Seems like you only grow a pair of balls when you're horny. Huh. Yes, it is. Huh. Look. You look like you're in pain with how hard you are. Come here.
baby, I'm not gonna let you come. Not until you let go of all that bullshit insecurity and come fuck me. Yeah? Every day, I'm gonna get you so close and then stop. You're free to jerk off and finish, but nothing, and I mean nothing, feels better than coming inside your kitty. Yeah. See how you like fucking waiting? Now come here and cuddle.